You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by ProntPops.wordpress.com and KDUXWebRadio.wordpress.com. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. This is the Wednesday edition. And as predicted, the two Reds, actually three Reds, got a lot of the votes. The two winners, sort of almost a tie, was Sanders won in New Hampshire. But a close second was Pete Buttigieg. But what did they win? That's what I kept on saying. Okay, they won some delegates. And yes, you need 1,990 delegates, and I think each one has 22 if you add both Iowa and New Hampshire. The other has 21. So the race goes on, but where are these people going? Because if you listen to them, they're sort of talking to themselves. The American people are not buying what they're selling, and if they nominate, I think the Democratic Party understands this, if they nominate either one of them, they lose. Trump wins. The only way the Democratic Party could knock off Trump is if the economy went into a severe recession, which is two quarters of negative economic growth. It's not going to happen. Certainly not going to happen the first quarter. We're almost halfway through it, and we're growing. And if you listen to the Federal Reserve Chairman, I'll play. He was testifying yesterday, and I'm really going to cover it tomorrow. But the economy, we don't have, inflation is not above 2%. And the reason why that's important, if inflation should come roaring back, what the Fed will do would go into a restrictive monetary policy. But no one is predicting that. If anything, I think the consensus now, and this can change any time, is the Fed is going to do very little, if anything, during an election year. And it's in a situation where, at least right now, it doesn't have to do anything. Now, I know some people are raising the issue of the coronavirus. I think there's a lot of panic, and it's really perpetuated by big lie media, but also people on talk radio. It's rather frustrating. They go on and on about the coronavirus. Okay, it's killed. By now, it's probably 1,000 people. What's the population of China? Over 1.5 billion. Over 1,500 million. Who knows the exact number? But wait a minute. And I've said this before, but you have to repeat it. How many Americans have died from the flu, influenza flu? And there are different types of viruses. I'm not going to get into details here. It's over 10,000 Americans. You almost hear nothing about it. Occasional of get someone from the U.S. government involved in this, and they will say, well, wait a minute, let's put it in context. The coronavirus is very, very low risk to the American people. What's killing Americans is influenza, the flu. And there's been upwards, it's close to 20 million people. I've had it once, maybe twice. What it consisted of is me sneezing and coughing. I think I might have had a fever for one or two days, But it lasted a couple of weeks, and then you're back to normal health. And this was over 2 months ago. During the winter, people get colds. And this is infectious. And they get colds from the people they're working with, or if you're going to school, people you're going to school with. That's just the nature of the beast. You need to take care of yourself, get plenty of rest. Plenty of liquids. If you have a cough, use cough medicine. You can't take any antibiotics. This is a virus. Viruses work. Antibiotics work on bacteria, not on viruses. Oh, yes, you can take a flu shot, but sometimes that can make you sicker than actually having the flu. So I only mention it because it seems that if you would listen to some of the reports, people are unnecessarily being overly concerned about it. Now, let me make clear, yes, you got to be on top of it. The World Health Organization is concerned. We don't want a worldwide pandemic, but if you look at the numbers, and I gave a chart on the last show. We're nowhere near that. It is an epidemic. The coronavirus is very much an epidemic in China, communist China. And then we're becoming a little politically sensitive of what we call it. I thought it would be nice to call it the Chinese communist virus, but I'm being a little too political. We need a neutral title for the virus. We don't want to blame Asians for this. Excuse me, that's ridiculous. But there's some people that actually think that. People can pass it by sneezing, coughing. And some people have it and there's no symptoms of it and can be spreading it. So don't panic, folks. Now, should you panic the fact that Bernie Sanders might get the nomination? I think Donald Trump is hoping he gets the nomination. I don't think he will, but if he does, I think he'll be roundly defeated. The American people aren't going to vote for him. They're certainly not going to vote for either Pete Buttigieg. They both come from radical families, especially Buttigieg, his head has been turned by money. You have a number of people that are very rich in Silicon Valley that are backers. The same thing happened with Obama. He made his pitch and convinced a number of people with a lot of money to contribute to him, and then he went out there and competed and won. I don't think it's going to happen again because we saw what happened with Obama. He was an incompetent president. No one wants to say it. Oh, he's the first black president. Okay, he's the first black president that was incompetent. Maybe next time, if there is a next time, we'll pick one that actually knows what he's doing as opposed to an ideologue. And again, he had radical parents. And let me put to bed, I know some of you, and I've been guilty of this. Well, maybe Hillary Clinton at the last moment will come in at the Democratic convention and they'll all want Hillary. You're dreaming. American people don't want Hillary Clinton. She had her chance. One, to beat Obama. She didn't do it then. And second chance to defeat Trump. That should have been easy. It was her to lose and she lost it. And the American people don't want her. And the same with the Democratic Party. She's done. And while we're on who is done, Joe Biden is done. Now, he's still going to wait. I think he'll wait, like a lot of people. We'll wait to Super Tuesday in March. I think it's March 3rd, where a number of states, a third of the delegates are chosen. So if you've been in the race, you have nothing. Just wait to 3 weeks, less than 3 weeks from now, and then we'll have a better idea. But I think Bernie Sanders will be, if not get the nomination, will have enough to, he'll be a factor. Now, a lot of people are saying that, oh, Bloomberg will come in. He has all that money that he's spending on television ads. Well, right now, Bloomberg could be, quote, the moderate candidate. I don't consider him a moderate. I consider him left of center, far left of center. But he's not far, far left. That's the only saving grace. And yeah, he's a billionaire. He could finance not only his campaign, he could if he really wants to be president, he can do that. But who is, and I think of all the people, if he could get the nomination, the key here, you got to get 1990. And the question is, the open question, the big question mark, is can any of these candidates get that number of delegates? I don't think so. I think it's going to be very split up, with the left taking, the far left taking, maybe 40% of the delegates. The moderates will split their vote. And yeah, Mike Bloomberg might get some, but will he have enough to get the nomination? And that's going to be the key. And yes, games are going to be played, and the Democratic Party establishment will go out of their way to make it difficult on Bernie Sanders. But Bernie Sanders is motivated. He saw what happened to him in 2016, and he's going to go on the war path. He's not going to be diplomatic or a nice guy. He knows this is his last chance, his last hurrah, and he's going to go out fighting, and more power to him. And I'd be the first to say I would be totally amazed, I mean amazed, if Bernie Sanders got elected president. That's how I think that's a big, big, big long shot. Now, what's happening, and it started, I started to hear the news reports. It was only a matter of time. Now, all the Democrats, especially, remember, all the ones in the House, are running again. And many of them are first-termers or second-termers. They're scared that Bernie Sanders and what he's his agenda will turn the American people off. In other words, what Trump will do, and he's very good at it, that's why I played his excerpts from his campaign speech. I wanted to hear what he was saying and what he's focusing on. No surprises there. I thought he could be a little sharper. And I think he needs to lose the story of the snake. Now, he said in the past, he used it, lose it, Mr. Trump. It was okay for New Hampshire, but please, lose it. Instead, well, you could play, what you could have is play, there are a number of people have sung that song, and I know you had the Rolling Stones song at the end of your rallies. You can't always get what you want. So what you could do is play the snake song during the warm-up. The warm-up not only for the rallies, but for the convention. Oh yeah, by the way, Trump won. No surprise there. He will get the nomination, and he will go to the states along the way, which is only smart. Now, what I'm really waiting is the Green New Deal. Now, they haven't rolled that out yet in terms of emphasizing it. They have so many losing positions that as long as the Democratic agenda, now let me make key, you have a platform. Most people don't remember or know what the platform is. I'm not being naive here, but the Green New Deal apparently is going to be in the platform. Now, the question is, depending on who is the Democratic Party nominee, to what extent they are going to support it. Keep that in mind. Now, they all play lip service, but you got a problem there. That's why I went over the issues. The American people do not consider climate warming or climate change an issue. There's the best thing to do with changing climate, like changing weather, is to adapt. So it's not a pressing issue with the American people. So you're not going to win anything by, as a matter of fact, I think you'll lose because a lot of people think you're crazy. But they don't see it that way. This is an existential threat. No, it's not. If you believe that, in my mind, if you believe that, you shouldn't be president. You don't know what you're talking about. But that's not stopping them. A lot of people don't know what they're talking about and get elected. Keep that in mind. So Bernie Sanders, I don't have a candidate. I'm not a Democrat, Republican. I'm certainly never going to vote for Bernie Sanders. But in my mind, he's the front runner. He's the guy they have to knock off, and the only one I think can really replace him on the ticket is Mike Bloomberg. I don't think that's going to happen either. But he has the money, and when you have a lot of money, you can spend a lot of money on advertising. But the question is, can the money be translated into delegates in winning primaries? And you won't have to wait too long. I wouldn't believe any of the polls. I've more or less said that a couple of shows ago. Everyone has an agenda, and everyone's trying to change public opinion, and one way they do it is with polls. And the candidates will obviously quote the poll or the polls that help them the most. The only poll that really counts is Election Day. And with a third of the delegates being chosen on Super Tuesday, we'll find out then. And I think what will happen then is Mike Bloomberg will pick up a number of delegates. I'm not saying he's going to get zero. But what I can't see, and a lot of people are fine-tuning this, how is he going to pick up enough to get nominated on the first ballot? I don't think he can. So then, is there any of the candidates that are still in the race, could they win on the first ballot? Not right now, because I think it's going to be split. I guess the conclusion I've come to is this could be, you hear the word broker convention. It could be a broker convention, but we're a long way from that. Remember, it's 2 out of 48 left, 2 out of 50, but 48 left. And these are rather small states. Super Tuesday, I think it's going to be, at that time, I think you'll have maybe 3 people that are still in the race that have any chance of winning. And that probably will be Bernie Sanders, Pete Buttigieg, and yes, Mike Bloomberg. What about Amy Klobuchar? Nah, she's an also-ran. Some people run thinking that they maybe could be the vice presidential nominee. And she could be. She very much could be. She's a woman. Let's stipulate that. So assuming that the presidency, their nomination, the Democratic Party will be a man, they'll probably go for the vice president slot to a woman that's running. And there you have Elizabeth Warren or Amy Klobuchar. Well, New Hampshire was a big win for her, but she still came in third. I think she maybe got 1 delegate out of Iowa. And yes, is it possible? Is it possible? Anything's possible that Elizabeth Warren could come back? Yes. Remember, in terms of delegates, she's actually third. Looking at the numbers right in front of me. Pete Buttigieg, 22. Bernie Sanders, 21. Elizabeth Warren, 8. She's in third. Amy Klobuchar is 7. Those are the top 4. And yes, coming in 5th, the perennial candidate Joe Biden with 6. So if you're 876, I think you're an also-ran. But I'm not counting you out. Mike Bloomberg, 0. But he's not running in, didn't run in those states. He has, see, every candidate has to have their strategy. And you got to build up momentum. And the only way you can do that is you need money. Well, Bloomberg has the money. Apparently he has some organization. Money buys organization. You need to have a message, and that's in the advertising. The question is, does the message resonate with the American people? And remember, you can't, don't consider this as a vacuum, because you got to win the nomination. So you're going to get some negative ads from the Democrat candidates on each other. This could get very nasty in terms of charges and countercharges, and very much nasty after the Super Tuesday. So after Super Tuesday, 2 to 3 at most, not 4, 5, 6, or 7. Who has momentum? Obviously, the 2 front runners have the momentum. They have enough money. They have the organization. But what don't they have? They don't have a message that resonates beyond their base. As a matter of fact, they have a message that does just the opposite. It doesn't resonate. Who has the message that's resonate? It's President Trump. Though I firmly believe that Donald Trump is going to win in a landslide victory. Probably close to or exceeding 70 million votes. And it's difficult to come up with exactly the Electoral College vote, but I think he'll get at least, around 10% more. So I think he could have as high as 330 Electoral College votes. But remember, he only needs 270. If he got that, he'd have 60 extra, but it would be a landslide victory. Now, I was listening to the speech because I wanted to see if there was anything new. And I really don't think I saw anything new. I saw things that he could improve on, and his message on immigration, believe it or not, can be improved on. My point is, you need to make sure that the American people understand that when the Democrats say open borders, what they're really saying is they want to give citizenship to anywhere between 30 to 60 million illegal aliens in this country that broke into the country, and every day they're working and staying here, they're committing crimes. The American people believe in the rule of law and make it a not only a jobs issue and a drug issue, make it a law and order issue. Because if you talk to the American people, they're fine with limited legal immigration. They'll argue about the numbers all day long. There's some that want 0, some want 1 million, some want 2 or 3 million. The majority of American people definitely under 1 million. They think 1 million is too high. But we have the most generous legal immigration system in the entire world. So immigration is going to be an issue, and the Democrats are going to take the wrong side of the issue, and Donald Trump is going to beat that one to death. And if he bills 500 miles or near 500 miles, whatever the number is, we won't know. And if he has videos of it and plays those videos not only when the Republican convention is going on, but on TV. When I took the oath of office, there were only 350 miles of fence built. not getting money from either the House or the Senate, I was still able to get 500 miles built. I've more than doubled the number of mileage. I like to call them border barriers because that gives you flexibility as to what they are. I've doubled the number of miles of border barrier. See, the American people want that invasion stopped, and Donald Trump, it's not stopped, but it's definitely not as bad as it used to be, largely because of the Mexicans. The Mexicans have, how should I say this? They don't want illegal aliens from other countries such as Central America. So they're enforcing the law because they know Donald Trump would put tariffs on their goods and they don't want it. And that's what it took. I still think you got to build the border barrier because things can change, including presidents. So once we have you need a total of 2,000 miles. Now, I'll be the first one to say, you already have 350. You have another maybe 150. They're out in the boondocks. No one is going to try to break in. It's too dangerous. The number I would keep in mind is if Donald Trump could build a total of 1,500 miles of his big, beautiful wall, or what I call a border barrier, a big border barrier of 1,500 miles. And then if you add the 350, that gives you 1,850. And that means we have more or less a complete fence. But that's just part of border security. You need a road next to it. You need it to be well patrolled. You need sensors. You need cameras. You need drones, because what you need to do is apprehend these people should they try. So the combination of the Mexican government trying to prevent people getting in their country, going through Mexico into the United States, to the extent they stop that, and our own fence stop Mexicans trying to get into the United States, Donald Trump has kept his promise. Completely no. He didn't build 1,000 miles, certainly not yet, and he certainly has not deported the 30 to 60 million. He's very, cagey about that. He seldom, if ever, mentions it. Now, he will mention mileage of fence or wall, barrier, whatever, but immigration will be one of the top four issues, and the American people are concerned about that. They want this invasion stop. They want the invasion roll back. And if Donald Trump can hammer them, in other words, repeat the message over and over and over again, that will decimate the Democratic Party. Because the American people, by large majorities, I'm talking 75-80%, they want the invasion stop, and the Democrats want to open the borders. If you can't beat them, as far as I'm concerned, you should be able to beat any Democrat just pounding that issue. And you got to pound it. You got to repeat it, so the American people say, don't blame me. You were betrayed by the Democratic Party, both their representatives in the House and the Senate. They want to reward these criminal, illegal aliens. Well, I got a signal that my time is up. I can't believe this. What I'm going to talk about tomorrow is a lead up. Debt is on the rise. It is really on the rise. And it's scary because we could have a repeat of what happened in 2008. Do I see it right now? No. But one thing that's got my attention is the Federal Reserve is pumping liquidity or money, and they do it by the repo market. They'll lend, if an institution needs money, what happens is they put up collateral, namely primarily U.S. Treasury securities, but there are others that they can put up, and then loan them money for a period of time. When they buy it back, they get the collateral back. In other words, when they pay the loan, they get the collateral back. And they've been doing this since September, and it's now several hundred billion dollars. So a lot of people are saying, what's really going on here? Well, it looks like there are a lot of people that need money. So if the banks need money, who really needs this money? Well, I think one of the things is consumers need the money. They're borrowing a lot of money, especially credit card debt is at a high. We'll get into that some more. And finally, there's a movie that just came out. Well, it hasn't been out released. It's released Friday the 13th, not this Friday, because this is the 14th, but next March, after Super Tuesday, there's a movie out, The Hunt, where the elites, those are primarily the leftist elites, are hunting, yes, to the deplorables. So I'll say something more about that. I have the trailer from it. I think I might see this movie. I think it's going to get the left are going to go nuts about it, though. But I could be wrong, because I haven't seen the movie. So thank you for listening. Tomorrow, I'll have a much longer show. Now, America the Beautiful.
My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by ProcPops.wordpress.com and KDUX Web Radio.wordpress.com.